今天早上我们要来查考做成得救的功夫。
And this morning, we'd like to stop it, study the topic, work out your own salvation.
请我们大家来看腓立比书第二章。
Let's first turn to the book of Philippians, chapter 2.
十二节。
Chapter 2, verse 12.
腓立比书二章十二节。
Philippians, chapter 2, verse 12.
说这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄。你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的。就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。这个腓立比教会啊，是保罗在第二次传道旅行所建立的教会。
The Church of Philippi was a church established by Paul in his second missionary journey.
那这个教会从头一天开始啊，就同心合意啊，在兴旺福音。
And from the first day of its establishment, the church together worked together to prosper the gospel.
所以保罗说啊，我每想到你们啊，我就感到非常的欢喜。
Therefore, Paul said, whenever I think of you, my heart is content.
因为这个教会是一个相当模范的教会。
For this is an exemplary church.
所以保罗虽然在监狱里。
Even though Paul was in prison.
但是写信给他们呢，说内心充满着无限的喜乐。
However, he wrote letters to them, telling them, expressing his joy and blessings.
这里讲到说啊，你们听到了道理以后，你们顺服神的教训。
And here says, after you hear of God's teachings, you obeyed.
顺服传道人的教导。
You also obey the teachings of the preachers.
所以保罗说，不管是我在你们那里，或不在你们那里啊，你们都是很顺服的。
Therefore, Paul said, whether I'm with you or not, you are very obedient.
既然这样，就要努力来做成得救的功夫。
And with this, you need to be diligent and work out your own salvation.
所以我们今天早上啊，就用做成得救的功夫啊，这个题目跟我们互相勉励。
Therefore, this morning, we'd like to study upon the topic, work out your own salvation for mutual encouragement.
什么叫做得救？
So what is salvation?
圣经里面告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
得救就是让我们啊，能够脱离诸般的凶恶。诸般的危险跟患难。
And salvation means that we may be redeemed and free from all sorts of troubles and dangers.
能够在神的看顾之下有一个平安的生活。
That under God's protection, we will live a very peaceful life.
说神还要救我们，让我们能够胜过死亡。
Also, God will save us so we may be saved from death.
将来能够进到天国，享受永远的福气。
In the future, we may enter into the heavenly kingdom, enjoy this eternal blessing.
这就是得救的意义。
And this is the definition of salvation.
我们来看使徒行传二十六章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 26.
使徒行传二十六章十八节。
Acts chapter 26, verse 18.
我差你到他们那里去，叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦的权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪。和一切成圣的人同得基业。这里是一个传道人叫做保罗。
So here, a minister by the name of Paul.
后来神差遣他说你要去传道理给那些非犹太人。
Later, God commanded him to preach the gospel to the non-Jews.
所以他称为外邦的使徒。
Therefore, he became an apostle of the Gentiles.
神给他一个使命。
And God gave him a commission.
说你要把福音传给外邦人。
And that is to preach the gospel to the Gentiles.
说让人能够脱离这个撒旦的权势。
And that they may be freed from the power of Satan.
能够进到神的恩典里面。
And that they may enter into the grace of God.
说能够从那个黑暗的生活、黑暗绝望当中能够走向光明。
And that they may turn from a desperate darkness into light.
让我们人的罪能够得到赦免。
And that the sins of men may be forgiven.
不再受到罪的捆绑，不再做罪的奴仆。
We're no longer bounded by sin or slaves to sin.
能够得享神 恩典当中的喜乐跟平安。
And we may obtain the peace and joy within the grace of God.
他说不只是这样啊，神把他的灵赐给我们。
But not only this, God will shower His Spirit upon us.
他作为我们是神儿女的凭据。
And that will serve as a sign as the children of God.
他将来能够到天上啊，承受神所应许给我们的产业。
In the end, we may enter into heaven kingdom to receive this inheritance.
啊，所以这个就是保罗所讲的啊，得救的意义。
And this is the meaning to the salvation that Paul has spoken of.
从撒旦不住油之下，能够脱离出来。
That we may be freed from the bondage of Satan.
能够在神的恩典当中啊。享受住游平安喜乐的生活
and to enjoy a life of peace and freedom under God's grace
啊，将来能够胜过死亡啊，能够得到天国永生的福气
in the end triumph over death and receive this eternal blessing of the heavenly kingdom
那这个得救不是靠我们人能够立功行善啊来得到
however salvation is not something that we can work out or accomplish through our own capabilities
说这个得救啊是神白白赐给我们的恩典
we say salvation is a free grace that God has given to us
所以说啊叫做本乎恩因则信
And this is why we say salvation is saved through faith.
而是神啊，白白把这个福气要赐给我们。
And it is God who has given this grace freely unto us.
所以我们人主要借着相信就可以得到。
Therefore, as men, we merely have to believe and we will receive it.
不是我们立什么功劳啊，做什么善行。
We don't have to do anything or do any good work in order to gain it.
主是。我们相信神，神就白白把这个福气赐给你。
As long as we believe in God, and God will give us this salvation.
所以我们人在这个得救的世上啊，我们没有什么值得夸口的地方。
Therefore, there's nothing we can boast of in the matter of salvation.
啊，只有感谢神的恩典。
Rather, only to give thanks to His grace.
啊，那是神选召我们的目的。
But the purpose of which God has called us,
说就是要让我们积极的行善事
and so that we may be active in doing good.
啊，当然这个行善事啊，我们也没有什么可以夸口。
But at the same time, there's nothing to boast of the good things that we do.
因为这是一个真正信如神的人啊，在生活上应该有的表现。
Because this is the doing of someone who truly submit to the will of God.
啊，所以我们来到神的面前。
Therefore, when we come before God,
我们的过犯神把我们赦免掉
and God has forgiven us of our transgressions.
我们已经脱离了那个罪恶跟撒旦的权势
and we are already free from the bondage of Satan.
我们成为神住有的儿女
we have become the children of God who are freed.
说那个罪啊就不在身上作王
therefore sin no longer reigned over us.
啊，所以我们靠着主的恩典啊，可以。立志啊，把那个善行行出来。
Through the grace of Lord, we can make the determination to do good.
啊，这都是因为靠着主耶稣救赎我们的恩典。
And all this is through the saving salvation and grace of Lord Jesus Christ.
作为一个真正有信心的人
，So for someone who truly possesses faith,
啊，就有行为的好表现。
And they will have the deeds of good work.
所以说我们。立志行事为人，要跟我们所得到的恩典呐、啊，能够互相的配合。
Therefore, we need to set our mind to act according to the salvation and grace we have received.
所以，我们一个基督徒啊，哎，好像那个明光啊，有好的行为啊，照耀在这个世界上。
And as a Christian, we need to be like a bright light shining upon this world.
啊，可以把我们领受的生命之道啊，把它表明出来。
That we may portray and live out this teachings of life we have received.
因为我们所得到的的确是生命之道。
Because what we have received is truly the life of.
因为这个。
The way of life.
神的救恩呐、啊，啊，让我们重新得到一个永活的新生命。
Through Lord Jesus Christ, we once again regain this new life.
啊，借着这个生命啊，能够让我们有更新的生命，有新的生活方式。
And through this life, we have a renewed and a way of life.
啊，能够做神儿光明的儿女。
And we can live as the children of light.
啊，所以好像明光啊，啊，能够照耀在这个世界上面。
Therefore, we are just like a bright light shining upon this world.
啊，这个得救啊，对我们每一个人都很重要。
Salvation is very important to each one of us.
啊，但是有的人呢、啊，啊，误会了， 不了解这个得救的真正的重要性。
But some people have misunderstood the importance of salvation.
他们说啊，基督徒一天到晚都讲得救。
And they say Christians speak of salvation all day long.
啊，这个信耶稣的人呐、主为自己的得救太注视了。
But those who believe in Christ only are mindful and care about their own salvation.
所以说啊，不要讲得救啦。
So don't talk about salvation.
我们只要有爱心呐、都去关心别人。
As long as we have love, we care for one another.
尤其那个无神论的政权
，especially the those who are atheist.
因为过去啊，他们逼迫宗教不准信仰上有自由。
So countries who are atheists in the past, they persecute religions.
但是他们后来渐渐知道说这个。宗教信仰啊，对安定人心、对社会的净化有帮助。
But later they learned that so religion is good for calming the hearts of men and calming, bringing order to the society.
所以在信仰上就渐渐的开放。
So slowly they liberated
religions. 但是他们呢，就说啊，你们不要谈灵魂啦，不要谈天国地狱啦。
But they say don't talk about the souls or spirit or heavens or hell.
你们主要有爱心啦。去帮助人改善这个社会。
And just talk about love and having the love and care to help the society.
但是我们知道说这个叫做社会化的福音。
But we know this is a gospel of the society.
这个不是真正基督教的重要的目标。
But this is not the true purpose and meaning to Christianity.
因为耶稣来到世界最主要就是来救人。
Because the sole purpose Lord Jesus came to this world was to save men.
说要把人从这个罪当中救赎出来。
He was to save men and deliver men from death and sin.
还要让人能够胜过死亡，不致败坏。
That men may triumph over death and not corrupt.
还能够得到永远的福气。
Also to receive this everlasting
blessing. 这才是基督教真正的意义跟目标。
And that is a true meaning and purpose to Christianity.
所以一个人如果说为着信耶稣，只是在今生有指望。
Therefore, if a person believes in Christ only for to have hope in this present life,
那就比众人更可怜了。
And that person is more pitiful than the unbelievers.
因为我们人活在世界上都是暂时的。
Because we are only temporary living in this world.
事实上，我们人生充满着很多的劳苦跟愁烦。
And the fact is, our life is filled with toils and troubles.
人生很短暂，一下子就。
And life is very short, it will quickly pass.
如果我们的人生目标只是放在这个世界。
But if we only focus our life goals in this world.
说不管你在世界上有多大的成就。
And regardless how great of accomplishment you may have in this world.
有多大的财富。
Or how great of a wealth you may obtain.
如果说我们不能够得救我们人生没有真正的意义。
But if we cannot be saved, there is no meaning to your life.
所以耶稣说就是全世界都让你赚到了。
And this is why Lord Jesus said, even if you gain the whole world.
事实上我们人没有办法得到全世界的财富。
But we know the truth is, no one can gain or possess the wealth of this world.
就是你能够得到了。
But even if you can.
很多很多的财富。
You can possess much wealth.
你又很成功得到很高的地位。
You're very accomplished and have a high status.
但是当一天这个你要离开这个世界的时候。
But that very day when you're about to leave this world.
世界上的成就你都没有办法带走。
You cannot take all the accomplishments with you.
所以你虽然得到那么多最后的人生还是归零。
Therefore, even though you have obtained so much, in the end, everything goes to nothing.
这样你还能够有什么意义？你的人生还有什么意义呢？
So with that, what meaning is there to your life?
所以我们人如果没有达到得救的目的我们的人生没有什么意义。
So as a man, if we do not work out the salvation, then there is no purpose to our life.
有的基督徒他们说这个得救就是神的工作。
Some Christians say salvation is the work of God.
你主要相信神神就要拯救你到底。
All you have to do is believe in God, and God will save you to the end.
没有错了。我们来到神面前，他可以拯救我们到底。
It is true, when we come before God, God will save us and can save us to the end.
在神的能力上是没有问题的。
And God has no problem in His power to save us.
他愿意拯救我们。
He's also very willing to save us.
但是我们要有那个意愿 被神拯救。
But we also need to have the willing heart to be saved by him.
而且神要拯救我们，他有一定的方法跟步骤。
In order to save us, God has his specific ways.
我们也要按照神指示的方法来做。
And therefore, we need to follow his ways.
这样我们才能够得救。
Only by that can we be saved.
主耶稣说他好像那个母鸡要把小鸡护庇在自己的荫庇之下。
And Lord Jesus said he is just like a hen who is to cover and shield the little chicks under his wings.
因为有时候那个危险来了，老鹰要把小鸡抓走。
And when the eagles come trying to capture, snatch away the chicks.
那时候母鸡就一直的叫希望小鸡能够伏在他的翅膀底下。
Therefore, the hen will begin to cry out, wanting the chicks to come and hide under her wings.
但是有的小鸡它不愿意它就到处跑。
But some chicks are not willing and will run around everywhere.
所以老鹰来了，就把这个小鸡就抓走了。
And when the eagles come, they will snatch the little chicklings.
所以我们人有时候就是这样。
And as men, we are often like this.
神叫我们来到他的面前，能够享受恩典，得到他的保守跟。
And God has called us to his presence so we may receive his protection and providence.
但是人却不愿意。
But we are reluctant and
not willing. 就没有办法享受神的恩典，没有办法得到拯救。
As a result, we cannot enjoy his grace or be saved.
所以我们一定要按照神的方法我们就能够得到这个救恩。
Therefore, if we follow God's ways, then we will surely receive the salvation.
又有的人说
Some people also say,
这个主要我们信主一次得救就永远得救了。
As long as we believe in God, then we are saved once and for all.
不管你怎么做都能够得救。
Doesn't matter what you do in your life, you will still be saved.
事实上这也是错误的道理。
But that is also a wrong teaching.
他们举一个例子说
They give an example saying,
当你的孩子你把它洗干净了。
So after you have washed clean your children,
他又跑到泥巴里面去滚。
And your children go into the mud again.
把全身弄得脏兮兮。
They made themselves dirty.
你还是把它抱起来洗一洗，还是你的孩子。
But you pick your child up, wash him again, and he is still your child.
所以你信耶稣以后你无论犯什么罪耶稣都会赦免你。
And therefore, after you believe in Christ, no matter what kind of sin you commit, Jesus will forgive you.
因为你是他的儿子就永远是他的儿子。
Because you are his son, and you will forever be his son.
但是圣经里面并不是这样讲。
But this is not what the Bible tells us.
圣经里面主耶稣说凡称呼主主的人不一定都能够进天国。
Lord Jesus said, not everyone who calls on Father, Father may enter into heaven.
唯独遵行天父旨意的人才能够进到天国。
Only those who obey the will of the Father may enter into the heavenly kingdom.
说将来主耶稣再临的时候
In the end, when Lord Jesus comes again,
有很多人要在他的面前说
Many people will come and call before him.
主我们不是奉你的名在医病赶鬼在传道里吗
And that, Lord, have we not cast it out and preach your word? According to your name.
耶稣说我从来就不认识你们。
However, Lord Jesus has said, I will say I never know you.
你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧。
All you evildoers depart from me.
所以虽然奉主的名在传道
Even though we may preach in the name of God,
也行了很多的神迹
or we have performed many miracles.
但说你如果没有按照神的旨意来行还是没有办法得救进神的国的。
But if you do not do according to the will of God, then in the end you still cannot enter into heaven.
所以耶稣就告诉我们
Therefore, Lord Jesus tells us,
我们要努力行道理
We must be diligent to carry out his words.
要胜过各样的罪恶
And to surpass all sorts of sins.
这样才能够得救
Only by that can we be saved.
所以他说如果你的眼睛让你犯罪
Therefore, he says, if your eyes cause you to sin,
犯了罪以后就要下地狱
If you sin, then you are going to hell.
那不如把你的眼睛挖掉。
And why not gouge out your eye?
让你缺少一个肢体能够得救。
Even if you lose an eye, that will cause you, will lead you into heaven.
胜过说你全身都很健全，但是却下地狱。
And that is better than being healthy, but in the end going to hell.
说你的手去犯罪。
If your arm sins,
啊，不如把手砍掉。
Why not cut off your arm?
啊，你虽然少了一个肢体啊，但是你能够进神的国。
Though you may lose your arm, but you may enter into heaven.
啊，总比你全身都健全，但是下到地狱好。
And better to go into hell in a complete body.
啊，当然这个不是叫我们真的把眼睛挖掉，把手砍掉。
Of course, this is not telling us to truly gouge out our eyes or cut off our arms.
而是叫我们要努力行道，要胜过罪恶。
Rather to strive hard to overcome sins.
啊，这样才能够进神的国。
Only by that can we enter into heaven kingdom.
所以传道人保罗就对我们讲啊。
Our preacher Paul tells us.
他说我常常要攻克己身。
He said I often need to discipline my own body.
也就是说要努力行道来胜过各样的软弱。
And that is to be diligent in practicing the truth and overcome our weaknesses.
啊，免得我将来啊，我传福音给别人。
Unless when I preach to others.
我自己反而被神拒绝了。
I myself end up being forsaken by God.
所以说啊，这个神的国是努力的人进去的。
Therefore, the heavenly kingdom is only for those who strive hard to enter.
啊，努力的人就能够得到了。
And those who strive hard can achieve it.
所以在这里才谈到说啊，我们只要谨慎战兢。
Here says we need to tremble in fear.
啊，来做成得救的功夫。
And to work out our own salvation.
也就是说啊，我们要得救啊，就是要非常的努力啊，啊才能够进去的。
If we want to be saved, then we need to put in much effort.
因为你如果不努力啊。啊，结果放纵犯罪了啊，就跟得救没有关系了。
Without striving hard, if you sin and let yourself loose, then you will have no part with salvation.
主耶稣的门徒彼得对我们讲
，Jesus' disciple Peter told us，
说一个婴孩啊出生以后
，After an infant is born，
啊，他就会爱慕吃奶
，And they will long after milk。
啊，因为慢慢吃奶，他就慢慢长大。
When they slowly partake milk, then they will slowly grow up.
啊，长大了以后，他就会吃干粮。
Once they grow up, they will partake solid food.
啊，慢慢的就成长啊，长大成人。
And gradually grow up to be an adult.
他说，我们一个基督徒信主了以后也是一样。
So likewise for a Christian after we have believed in Christ.
好像一个婴孩出生。
We're just like a baby who's been born.
啊，然后就爱慕那个。纯正的灵奶就是那个啊宝贵的真理。
And we long after this pure spiritual milk, which is the truth.
啊，然后在这个道理上就慢慢追求进步。
And we slow to pursue after growth in this, in the words of God.
啊，然后长大成人啊，就能够得以得救。
And gradually mature to be a full grown and to be saved.
啊，所以同样的，我们就是要在这样啊，这个，在这个。真理上各方面啊，能够追求进步，长大成熟。
And so in the same manner, we need to pursue to become a full-grown adult.
所以我们为着要得救啊，一定要下功夫。
Therefore, in order to be saved, we need to put in the effort.
啊，下功夫就是我们要努力的追求啊，不断的操练自己。
And that is to continue pursuit and to discipline, train ourselves.
啊，让我们经过各样的操练、各样的学习， that, 啊，能够达到完全。
And that we may reach perfection after all going through the training.
啊，最后就能够把这个得救的功夫把它完成。
That in the end we can work out and complete this work of salvation.
啊，让我们经过了一番的努力以后
，After a period of trainings,
我们非常肯定。
We're very sure.
非常的确信。
We have this firm belief.
我们已经完成了得救的功夫。
And that we have completed our own salvation.
而不是说啊，我们对自己的得救是不是能够得救没有把握。
It's not that we are no longer sure of our own salvation.
不是这样的。
It is not the case.
而是很清楚知道我已经完成了得救的工作。
And that is we know very clearly that we have completed the work of our salvation.
啊，当主来的时候啊，我们可以安然见主。
In the time when God comes again, we can see him face to face.
好像保罗说啊，我当跑的路已经跑尽了。
Just like what Paul said, I have finished the race.
我所信的道已经守住了。
And I have kept the faith.
那个美好的仗我都打过了。
And I have fought the good fight.
啊，现在就是在主的面前要领受那个公义的冠冕。
And now he awaits for the crown of righteousness before God.
我是对自己的得救很肯定有把握。
And he is very sure of his own salvation.
我知道说，我现在就是要领受那个荣耀的赏赐。
He knew very well that he was simply waiting for the award of the righteous award.
啊，这就是我们每一个人呐、啊、要努力啊追求的目标。
And this is also the goal of pursuit for each. each one of us.
我们来看彼得后书第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 1.
啊，第五节。
Chapter 1 verse 5.
彼得后书第一章第五节。
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 5.
说正因为这个缘故，你们要分外的殷勤，有了信心要加上德性。有了德行又要加上知识，第六节。
Verse 6.
有了知识又要加上节制，有了节制又要加上忍耐，有了忍耐又要加上前进，有了前进又要加上爱弟兄的心。
7.
有了爱弟兄的心呢、啊，又加上爱众人的心。第八节。
Verse 8.
说你们如果充充足足有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上，不至于闲然不结果了。彼得在这里讲到说啊，我们在这个得救的功夫上是一样一样啊，一直都追求进步。
Here Paul tells us, in the process of salvation, we need to pursue and grow, from one level to the other.
好像一个人在盖一栋大楼。
For example, when a person is building a tall building,
他先把那个地基立好。
You need to first set the foundation.
啊，然后在上面啊，一层一层的盖。
Then you build one level upon the other.
啊，然后把整个建筑物啊，把它完成。
Until the entire building is finished.
啊，我们的信仰就是这样。
And so same thing with our faith.
啊，在信仰的根基啊，那个基础把它立定了。
We need to first establish and build up the foundation root of our faith.
啊，然后努力的一步一步的追求进步。
And work hard to pursue one level after the other.
啊，说最后啊，完成了这个得救的功夫。
In the end, to finish the work of our salvation.
啊，说就可以丰丰富富啊啊进神的国。
And we may enter into the heavenly kingdom in full abundance.
啊，在神的国里面呢、啊，享受荣耀。
And to enjoy the glory in the kingdom of God.
啊，虽然在这里谈到好多点。
Here have mentioned many different points.
我想说啊，把它归纳成几个部分。
I categorize them into a few different parts.
第一个就是要在信心上下功夫。
And first is to work out our faith.
信就是我们领受了道理，知道说这是神的道。
Faith is after we have received the teachings of God, we know that this is God's word.
然后我们就在这个信仰上啊，啊来坚定自己啊，下功夫。
Then we put the work into this faith, into establishing this faith.
所以使徒他们当时在传道里的时候
，During the apostolic time when the apostles were preaching,
说传道有一些地方啊。
They came to a place.
啊，有的人听到道理以后
，After people heard of God's teachings,
他们每天就努力的查考。
Every day they will study the truth.
啊，到底这个道理对不对
？Whether or not this is a correct teaching.
啊，后来他们发现说，这个是不是人间的道理？这是神来的道理。
Later they realized this was not a teaching of this world, rather a teaching from God.
啊，所以他们就甘心领受了。
So they willingly accepted it.
而且在这个道理上啊，啊就坚定下来。
And they were able to establish themselves upon this truth.
所以耶稣说啊,
Therefore, Lord Jesus said,
你们听了我的道,
When you hear of my words,
啊, 然后照着去遵行的,
and you do accordingly,
啊, 那就好像一个聪明人,
and he is like a wise man,
啊, 把一个房子啊, 盖在一个稳固的磐石上,
and who has built his house upon a rock,
啊, 不管是雨水降临, 或者风吹雨打, 啊, 都没有办法影响他。
Whether in a rain or in a storm, no one can sway his house.
啊，因为那个根基很稳固。
Because he has a very firm and solid foundation.
啊，所以我们听了神的道以后啊，哎，要去查考。
After we hear the words of God, we need to study them.
啊，知道说这个是真是救人的道理。
And to know that these are truly the saving grace of God.
啊，这个是生命之道。
And this is the truth of life.
啊，所以在这个信仰上啊，就要扎根呢。
Then we need to take root in our life of faith.
啊，不要再离开这个道理的，不要离开道理的开端，哎，不要离开这个道理的基础。
And do not ever depart from this foundation of truth.
而要在这个道理的根基上啊， 不断地追求进步。
And rather to continue to build ourselves up on the foundation of truth.
所以我们知道我们所领受的是基本的得救要道。
For we know what we have received is the basic foundation of truth.
这个是一个信仰的入门。
And this is an entry into salvation.
所以说我们得救是走到一个正确的门路。
Therefore, for salvation, we have walked onto the right path.
我们就不要离开这个基本的 道理了。
Then never let us depart from this path.
而是要在这个道理的基础来追求进步。
Rather to pursue after improvements and growth on this foundation.
能够熟练人理的道理。
And to allow us to practice ourselves on this teaching.
真正在这个道理上非常丰富的根基。
So that we may have a very strong foundation.
所以不管是各样的错误的学说、错误的道理就不会影响我们了。
So no matter what kind of false teachings we may come by, they will never influence us.
既然我们道理已经下了功夫
，since we have put in the work into our faith,
我们信心很坚定
，we have a firm faith.
所以我们就要顺如神，顺如神的道来行。
Then we need to submit to God and to the will of God.
这个是在。道理上能够真正的下功夫
And this is how we can truly put the work into our faith.
就不会受到一些异教之风来影响。
Will not be easily influenced by the false teachings.
这里面谈到有一个教会叫做铁沙罗尼加。
Bible mentions a church, the Church of Thessalonica.
传道人在那里传道主事三个星期。
So the minister only stayed at Thessalonica for 3 weeks.
后来因为逼迫来到。
But later, persecution came to the place. The preachers were casted and chased away from the place.
后来传道离开以后就很挂心说这个教会主听道理三个星期。
After they have departed, the minister, their heart was worried for the church.
他们是不是会受到影响。
They were worried whether or not the church would be influenced by these heresies.
后来保罗就派来一个叫做提摩太回去看一看。
Later, Paul sent Timothy back to Thessalonica to see them.
提摩太回来的时候说感谢神他们虽然听了三个礼拜的道理但是他们道理基础非常好。
Upon returning, Timothy reported to Paul that even though they have only heard 3 weeks of truth, but they had a very firm foundation. Because they have already put in their work into their faith.
所以这个逼迫患难对他们已经没有影响了。
So persecution or troubles or heresies had no influence
on them. 所以保罗就写信勉励他们。
Paul wrote letters to encourage them.
说要在这个道理上真的能够根基稳固就不会动摇了。
That if they build their faith up on this foundation, then they will not be moved.
所以我们一定要在这个信心上下功夫。
Therefore, we need to put work into our faith.
因为这个的确是生命之道。
For this truly is the
life, 救灵魂的道理。
And this is the life. This is the
也是我们得永生的真理。
And this is the gospel and way to our salvation.
世界上的东西都好像花草会过去。
Things of this world are just like grass and flower that will one day wither away.
所以唯有神的道才是永存的。
But only the words of God is everlasting.
才能够带给我们永恒的福气。
It will bring to us eternal peace.
所以我们既然接受了这个真道。
And since we have received this gospel.
我们成为神的儿女。
We have become his children.
虽然在这个世界上生活
Even though we live in this world
但我们盼望将来有一个永恒的福气
But we long to receive that eternal blessing
所以使徒说我们有时候在信仰生活当中也会遇到一些逼迫患难一些劳苦
The apostles told us it's inevitable that we will be met with challenges and troubles in this life
但是我们知道我们将来要得到那个盼望永恒的福气那个实在是极大无比的荣耀
But we also know the eternal hope and blessing that we will one day receive is of the utmost glory
所以比较起来我们现在所遭遇到的只是一种自战自清的劳苦。
If we're complaining the glory to the troubles that we receive right now, or we face in this world, what we face is only short and temporary.
因为我们盼望将来我们的身体能够得赎能够得享神 儿女住有的荣耀。
For we hope that one day our body may be redeemed and we may receive the glory as his children.
啊，要享受那个在天国里面呢、啊，好的无比的福分。
One day to be able to receive that glory in his heavenly kingdom.
啊，说既然我们有这样的盼望啊，
Since we
啊，所以我们就要忍耐等候。
Since we have such a hope, we need to persevere and wait for him.
好像那个农夫啊，啊，他虽然工作很辛苦。
Just like a farmer who works very hard.
要经过日晒雨淋啊，风吹雨打。
Through the sun, through the rains.
啊，但是他盼望说，将来有一天呐、啊，我的劳苦是有代价的。
But it is hoped the farmer that one day they will reap, from their labor and toils.
所以看到收成的时候啊，啊，他就一切的劳苦都忘记掉了。
So during the harvest time, they will forget all the labor and toils.
啊，所以我们也是一样啊，暂时享受一些，暂时遭遇到一些苦。
Likewise, for us today, we may temporarily go through some troubles and challenges.
但是我们有一个活泼的盼望。
But we possess a living hope.
啊，将来能够承受那个永远的荣耀。
And that is one day to be able to receive this glorious life.
啊，因为我们有这样的盼望。
Because we have this hope.
所以我们就能够忍受一切的劳苦。
That we can endure through all sorts of hardships.
啊。忍受各样的试炼
We may persevere through all trials
忍受各样的试探
Endure through all temptations
忍受在生活当中所遭遇到的逼迫患难各样的愁苦
And to persevere through all the sorrows and trials and difficulties
因为我们知道将来啊我们能够在这个主来的时候我们的身体啊就能够成为一个荣耀的灵体
Because we know on the day when Jesus comes again our body will be transformed into a glorious body
在神的国里面啊得享永远的福分
And we'll be able to enjoy this everlasting blessing in the heavenly
kingdom 所以我们在盼望当中啊要学习忍耐
Therefore we need to learn to persevere in the process of hope
他说我们在爱心当中啊要多受劳苦
And likewise, we need to train and discipline ourselves in the matter of love.
因为这个爱心都是要付出一些代价。
Because to love, you need to pay certain price.
啊，你要行出爱心啊，都要做出一些啊牺牲跟奉献。
In order to practice love, you may need to sacrifice yourself.
啊，我们呢、啊，认识神的恩典呐、啊，啊，所以爱慕神。
We have come to know the grace of God, so we long after Him.
我们盼望有一天呐、啊，神能够显现出来。
It is our hope that one day he may manifest himself.
啊，就是我们蒙赎的时候了。
And that is the day of our redemption.
啊，所以我们为着爱慕神。
And because of our admiration for God.
所以爱慕他的救恩。
So we also admire his salvation.
所以我们爱慕神的家。
And we also admire and long after his
啊、
house.
关心神的家。
We care for his house.
啊，所以热心啊。啊、来从事各样的圣工
Therefore we are fervent and willing to participate in different holy work
积极的奉献
And be active in offering
啊，就是我们爱神啊，关心神家的表现
And this is a way that we can show our love to the house of God
啊，我们不只是爱神啊，也要爱人好像爱自己一样
Not only do we need to love God, we need to love men as we love ourselves
所以当有人啊得罪我们的时候
So when people wrong against us
啊，我们用神的爱来饶恕他们
We will forgive them with the love of God
啊，赦免人的过患
We will forgive their transgression
我们关心人的啊，我们关心啊爱人啊，所以关心他们的生活。
We care and love people, so we also care for their life.
有些人啊，在那个患难当中
，Some people in times of tribulation,
啊，生活遇到了困难
，They are facing difficulties in their life.
啊，所以我们就用爱心来关怀，来照顾他们的生活。
So we will care and take care of them with love.
因为神爱我们啊，所以我们就把这个爱啊，啊，就实行在。众人的身上
Because God loved us, so we also practice His love to those around us.
我们不只关心人肉体上的需要
Not only do we tend to the physical needs of people,
啊，更关心人的灵魂得救的问题
And more importantly, we need to tend to the salvation of these people.
所以我们领受了神的救恩，得到神的爱
After we receive His salvation and His love,
啊，所以我们要把这个救恩啊传给我们的家人
We need to spread and preach His love to our family.
啊，传给众人啊，让众人都能够跟我们一起来享受个 这个永远的福分
and preach salvation to all men so they too may enjoy this everlasting blessing.
啊，所以不只是关心人的肉体，更关心人的灵魂的得救问题。
So we not only care for their physical needs, but also the matter of their salvation.
啊，无论做什么事情啊，都是用爱心来做。
And no matter what we do it out of love.
另外一个就是要努力追求圣洁完全。
And secondly, we need to pursue after holiness.
因为我们的神是圣洁的。
Because our God is holy.
所以没有圣洁啊，将来没有办法见神。
Unless one is holy, they cannot see God in the end.
啊，神的旨意就是要我们过一个圣洁的生活。
And the will of God is for us to lead a godly life.
因为我们的身体是主耶稣用宝血把我们洁净的。
Because our bodies were redeemed and cleansed by the blood of Christ.
所以让我们的身体成为神的殿。
So we need to allow our body to become the temple of God.
圣灵的居所。
And the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们一定要努力追求达到圣洁。
Therefore, we need to strive hard to achieve holiness.
所以圣经里面说啊，当我们受洗了以后，
Bible tell us after we're baptized.
啊，我们的罪过主耶稣都把我们赦免了。
Lord Jesus has forgiven, cleansed away our transgressions.
啊，主耶稣的义行就归在我们的身上。
And the righteousness of Jesus Christ has come upon us.
啊，让我们好像穿上一件光明洁白的细麻衣。
And we have put on a fine linen, a fine cloth.
啊，说我们要把这一件细麻衣啊，一直的洗干净。
We need to always cleanse and wash clean this fine linen.
啊，当主来的时候啊，我们能够圣洁完全啊，才能够见主。
When Jesus comes again, we may be cleansed and be able to see and face Him.
啊，就是叫我们要啊，努力啊，追灵修啊。追求圣洁的功夫。
Therefore, we need to strive to cultivate ourselves to work out the salvation.
啊，这样能够警醒预备啊！啊，当主来的时候，我们就能够被主迎接啊，跟他一同享受荣耀。
Be watchful, prepare ourselves on the day of God's second coming. We will be ready to receive His glory.
所以，我们每一个蒙神拯救的人
，Therefore, for all of us who have been saved by His grace,
啊，都要努力啊，啊。做成这个得救的功夫。
We need to strive hard to work out our own salvation.
或许我们有初次来到教会的朋友。
Perhaps we have friends who are here with us for the first time.
我们也盼望你啊，啊，能够了解这个宝贵的道理。
It is also our hope that you can understand this precious teaching.
啊，因为按照圣经里面呢、啊，我们要把这个道理啊传得全备。
Because according to the Bible, we need to preach the complete gospel.
啊，才能够把人呢、啊、完完全全的带到神面前。
Only by that can we bring men before God completely.
所以真教会里面呢、啊，根据圣经啊，有一些得救的基本要道。
Therefore, in the true Jesus Church, there are some basic and basic teachings
pertaining to salvation. 我们要认识耶稣是我们人类唯一的救主。
And first, to know and recognize that Lord Jesus is our one and only Savior.
说除了他以外啊，不再有得救的门路。
And apart from him, there is no one else.
啊，所以我们要先认识耶稣基督。
And first is to come to know Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，然后啊，借着耶稣的宝血来洁净我们。
And next to be cleansed through the blood of Jesus Christ.
就是要接受主耶稣的宝血的洗礼。
And that is to receive the water baptism of Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣在十字架上啊，替我们流血了。
Because Lord Jesus shed blood for us on the cross.
啊，开了一个洗罪的泉源。
He opened a foundation.A fountain.
啊，那我们怎么接受主耶稣的宝血救恩呢？
So how do we receive the washing of Jesus'
precious
blood? 耶稣
说，你要信而受洗。
Jesus said, believe, repent and be baptized.
啊，这个洗礼呀，按照主耶稣的指示。
And we need to be baptized according to Jesus' instruction.
啊，要在那个流动的活水里面。
That we must be baptized in the living water.
啊，因为我们不只是浸在水里面
，Not only are we immersed in the water，
啊，也是浸在耶稣的宝血里面。
You are also immersed in the blood of Christ。
因为有耶稣的灵运行
，Because the blood of Christ will work within the baptism。
哦，我们借着祷告啊，圣灵运行在我们当中。
Through the prayer, through the working of the Holy Spirit。
啊，来见证说这个水里面有耶稣的宝血。
They are to testify to the blood of Christ in the water。
啊，能够真正把我们的罪洗干净。
To truly be able to wash away our blood。
啊，让我们能够跟主耶稣啊同死同埋葬同复活。
That we may die with Christ, bury with Christ, and resurrect with Christ.
我们那个罪人救人呢、啊，就跟耶稣同钉在十字架上了。
Our old self has been crucified with Christ on the cross.
啊，这种洗礼就把它埋葬掉了。
And through baptism, our old self has been buried.
所以我们从水里上来以后
，So the moment when we rise out of the water,
成为一个重生的新人
，We have become a new being.
因为我们的罪得赦免了。
Because our sins have been
forgiven. 我们得到新的复活的生命。
We now regain a new life.
啊，重新跟神那个永恒的生命啊，啊，就连属在一起。
Our life is once again connected with the everlasting life of Christ.
啊，所以成为一个重生的新人。
So we have become a renewed being.
啊，就一举一动有新生的样式。
So we will live out a new life.
啊，既然我们重生做神的儿女。
Since now we are again the children of God.
神就把他的灵啊，是给我们住在我们身上。
And God will bless us or give his indwelling spirit.
啊，来印证我们真是神的儿女。
To testify that we are truly his children.
啊，既然是神的儿女。
Since we are his children.
啊，就是神的后嗣。
And we are the heirs of God.
啊，就是按着应许来承受神所赐给我们的福分，神所赐给我们的天上的产业。
Therefore, by his promise, we will inherit all the heavenly inheritance and the blessings.
啊，然后我们努力照着神的道来行。
If we strive hard to work, to walk according to His words,
啊，就能够在神的国里面呢，啊，能够有份呐。
Then we shall have a part in His heavenly kingdom.
啊，就是神指示我们呢得救的道理。
And this is the teachings of salvation.
我们来唱诗啊，441首。
Let us sing hymn 441.
441首。
441。
彼得说，这是神赐给我们的真恩。
Therefore, Peter said, this is the true grace given by God.
啊，这个恩典是白白是给我们的。
And this is a grace freely given unto us.
说不要银钱，不要价值。
It doesn't need silver or gold.
啊，主要我们有渴慕的心来到神面前，神就赐福给你。
As long as we come before him with a longing heart, and he will give it to us.
啊，我们信主了以后，就按照神的道理啊，一步一步往前行。
After we believe in Christ, we follow his instruction to go forward step by step.
我们努力做成啊得救的功夫。
And we work and strive to come to complete this work of salvation to root, take root in our foundation.
啊，持守信仰到底。
And to endure our faith till the end.
我们就在神的国里面有份呐。
And by that, we will have a part in His heavenly kingdom.
啊，所以盼望我们的朋友啊，能够跟我们一起来追求这个永生的福气。
It is our hope that our friends may also pursue these blessings of faith with us.
我们现在要来祷告。
And now I'd like to pray together.
祷告就是我们人跟神在交通。
Prayer is a communication between man and God.
说神是听人祷告的神。
And God is a God who listens to our prayers.
我们凡事都可以拿到神面前来跟他祈求。
And any troubles that we may have, we may come and pray before him.
他要赐给我们意外的平安。
He will bless us with unexpected peace.
他能够保守我们在他的恩中。
And he will keep us under his grace.
啊，所以我们有什么困难都可以向他祷告去。
So we can pray to him any challenges or difficulties we have.
因为神是施恩啊，啊，赏赐各样万福给我们享用的神。
For God is a God of grace.
所以一切美善的恩赐，全备的福气都是从他而来的。
And all goodness and all grace comes from him.
你认识他，福气跟平安就临到你。
When you know him, then all the blessings and grace will come upon you.
我们祷告的方式很简单。
Our way of praying is very simple.
啊，为着表示我们的虔诚，我们跪下来祷告。
To show our reverence, we kneel down to pray.
所以因为耶稣这个名啊，我们都要屈膝下拜。
Because we need to kneel and bow before the name of Jesus.
啊，我们要祷告有功效，第一个就是要奉主耶稣的名。
To have an effective prayer, we begin by saying in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣说，你们无奉我的名，无论求什么，我都会听，会成全。
And Jesus said, well, whatever you ask in my name, I will listen and fulfill.
所以我们祷告第一句话是奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Therefore, we start our prayer by saying, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ,
we pray. 我们可以把我们的需要啊来向神讲。
We can tell God all of our needs.
啊，但是有时候我们不晓得要讲什么。
But sometimes we may not know what to say.
啊，最好的祷告就是用哈利路亚赞美主耶稣来感谢颂赞神。
And the best form of prayer is to simply say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah 是普天下赞美神的话。
Hallelujah is a universal language of praising the Lord.
连天上的使者都是用 Hallelujah 来赞美神。
Even all the messengers of heaven also praise God by saying Hallelujah.
啊，我们 不晓得怎么祷告的话，我们就念哈利路亚赞美主。
If we don't know how to pray or what to say, then we simply say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
来颂赞他。
And to praise Him from the bottom of our hearts.
因为他是天地的主宰。
For He is a ruler of the universe.
他也是掌管我们生死祸福的神。
He also the God who controls our life and death.
我们求他来看顾我们，带领我们的一生。
We ask Him to watch over and guide our life.
我们最后祷告结束的时候就念阿们。
And concluding our prayer, we say Amen.
这是我们祷告的方式。
And this is our way of prayer.
我们现在就要一起来感谢祷告。
And now we'd like to pray together.
求神祝福给我们大家。
We ask God to bless all of us.
所以我们新来的朋友，我们就用刚刚所讲的方法来祷告。
So for our first time friends, we may pray in the manner that we have just shared.
愿神施恩祝福你。
And may God bless and guide you.
我们现在一起跪下来感谢祷告。
Let's pray together.